please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, big final weekend of basketball. We're going to talk about some of the big games this weekend, but primarily what we're going to do is we're going to go through what the conference playoffs look like. A couple of conferences still aren't completed. They got a couple games left. Some haven't posted their seedings yet. But for the most part, we'll be able to tell you what's going on all across the country. Playoffs begin earnestly, I think, about Wednesday. I think that's when the bulk will start. So why don't we just kick this off and let's go into the Crossroads League. Talk about the game Saturday real quick. If I can get this up, apologize for that. So Grace won again. So they end up with just one loss on the regular season. Huntington gets the win at Goshen. Spring Arbor, big win at St. Francis, following up the win at Bethel. Bethel beats Taylor, and then Marion, bit of an upset over Indiana Wesleyan. So what did all that mean for the seedings? I think you can see that. I'll go ahead and expand it. But obviously, Grace is going to be the number one seed. Indiana Wesleyan, Huntington, and Marion. Those are your home teams for the playoffs, 1, 2, 3, 4. The final four, Bethel, Spring Arbor, St. Francis, and Taylor. Let's look at the early schedule of the first round. So number one and number eight. So Grace will host Taylor. These are all on Wednesday. Indiana Wesleyan will host St. Francis. Huntington will host Spring Arbor. And Marion will host Bethel. This is on Wednesday, February 28th. And then the second round will be on Sunday. Let's take a look at the Sooner Athletic Conference. So over the weekend, Texas Wesleyan was a winner. Langston beat Science and Arts. Mid-America Christian, they really finished strong. They beat John Brown. SAGU, this was a big win over Wayland Baptist. UNT Dallas won. And Oklahoma City won as well. And one quick note on this Oklahoma City game, Brandon Jackson scored 43 points. 43 points. That's a handful. He broke the Oklahoma City record by one. And as you know, there have been some tremendous basketball players that have been through Oklahoma City. So congratulations to Brandon Jackson. Oklahoma City, tough season this year, but they're young. They won five out of their last seven since their loss to Wayland Baptist. They're going to be back and ready to go next season. I think Coach Barakoff has done a good job there. So let's look at the bracket now. So these games will start on the 29th. That's Wednesday. So Langston is going to host a number 8 Central Christian. Wayland Baptist is going to host Science and Arts. Mid-America Christian will host Texas Wesleyan. And SAGU will host John Brown. These games are all played at the campus sites. Take a look at the Cascade Conference over the weekend. Really a couple stories. LC State came out the big winner of the weekend. They swept both Oregon Tech and Southern Oregon to secure the second seed in the Cascade Conference. Big conference weekend for them. And then Northwest defeated Multnomah on Friday. That locked in the number 8 seed, and Multnomah will make the play, or Northwest will make the playoffs. Looking at the schedule, so these will kick off on Wednesday. So Northwest University, they won that number 8 seed, but they got to go to Caldwell and play College of Idaho. LC State is the number 2 seed. They're going to host Eastern Oregon. Coach Kemp has a great team. You know, we don't know if he has anything for LC State. I guess we'll find out. Number 6, Bushnell, is going to travel to Oregon Tech. And number 5, Corbin, will host. No, they have to travel to Southern Oregon. This will be a very, very good game. Both well-coached teams, both play really hard. So that's the Cascade Conference. Let's look in the Kansas Conference. Big game there. Evangel beat Oklahoma Wesleyan. It was a bit of a surprise, but let's take a look at the way the seedings worked out. This is the bracket. So Oklahoma Wesleyan is going to host Bethel College. That's number eight. But Evangel, with that win, was able to break into the four seed. And so they will host St. Mary on Thursday. The KCAC kicks off on Thursday. Southwestern is going to host McPherson. And number two, Kansas Wesleyan, they're going to host Ottawa. And all these are at campus sites, I believe, until at the end they go there to Park City, Kansas, right there. In the Mid-South, Cumberland's won, Georgetown won, and Freed Hardeman won. Freed Hardeman and Cumberland's ended up with the same record. I don't know if they share that title. They both claimed it on Twitter, so I'm assuming that's what happens. Remember, there's only one automatic bid in that league, and it goes to the tournament winner. So Freed Hardeman is the number one seed in the tournament, and they get a bye. Number two is going to be Cumberland's. They'll play Cumberland. Number three is Georgetown. They will host Bethel. And what's the last one? Lindsey Wilson will host Campbellsville. These are all on March 2nd. So that's next Saturday. Over in the WAC conference, sorry for the pause. Big game there. Indiana Tech beat Northwestern Ohio. They secured a home playoff position. Lawrence Tech surprised Madonna. That was a big win for them. But let's go and let's see what the seedings are. So in the first round, Siena Heights is going to play at Madonna. Oh, they spelled Madonna wrong. Number two, Cornerstone is going to host Aquinas. Cornerstone has won 11 in a row, including they've had wins over Madonna, Indiana Tech, and Lourdes. So they come into this with an 11-game winning streak. Lourdes will host Rochester, and Indiana Tech will host Lawrence Tech. In the Southern States Conference, two important games. Life beat Dalton State. And Mobile lost to Stillman. So Stillman beat Mobile. Why is that important? Because if you look at the seedings now, the number three seed now is Life. They beat Mobile out for that. So what they do here is they play, I'm trying to remember now, they do a play-in game on Wednesday. So Loyola, that's right, 10 teams get in this tournament. The 7 through 10 do playoff games, and then that sets up a traditional 8-team bracket. So those playoff games will be on Wednesday. This is all at one place over at Montgomery in Alabama, and then the standard 8-team bracket will happen from that. This is the Frontier bracket. Of course, we've known for a while that Montana Tech and Carroll will both get the bye. Montana Western, this is on 229, which is Wednesday. Montana Western is going to host. I think that's all in one spot. Hang on. Yeah, I'm sorry. This tournament's all in one spot. So Montana Western will play Montana Northern. And the Argos of Providence are going to play Rocky Mountain. Those are basically play-in games to play Carroll and to Montana Tech. Montana Tech will get the lowest remaining seed, and Carroll the next lowest remaining seed. And that'll kick off on Wednesday in the Frontier Conference. Over in the Chicagoland, just some games on Saturday. Indiana South Bend beat Judson. Governor State won. Indiana Northwest, they surprised Roosevelt. I think Roosevelt probably had a little bit of a letdown after clinching the conference. St. Ambrose won, Olivet Nazarene, and St. Francis. They haven't posted their seedings yet. These are the standings they listed, but the seedings are going to be a little bit different. See, they have so many teams tied. I'll show you. So Olivet Nazarene, South Bend, and Northwest all are 15-5. Xavier and Ambrose, they're multiple teams with the same records. They've only posted up two games. They start on Wednesday. I thought Wednesday was the... Okay, Wednesday is the 28th. Thursday is the 29th. I apologize. But they've only posted up two games. I'm going to wait. Hopefully a little later in the week, they'll have a full bracket posted. In the GPAC, boy, that just ended up a mess. So Concordia, they won in overtime and beat Midland. Jamestown, they won. That was important. I'll show you in a second. Northwestern beat Dort. Morningside beat Briarcliff. And Hastings beat Doan. So one whole day, there was not one upset in the GPAC. So this is the way the seedings ended up. They all tied. I think all three of these teams claim the conference championship, but there's still a seeding, right? So Northwestern's the number one seed, Hastings number two, Concordia number three, and Morningside number four. And Jamestown, remember, it was like 2 weeks ago we were talking about them battling for a playoff position. They ended up number five, Dort, Briarcliff, and then Dakota Wesleyan will be the number eight. They will kick off on Wednesday, the 28th. Northwestern is going to host Dakota Wesleyan. Morningside will host Jamestown. That's always a good game there. Concordia is going to host Dort. Remember, Dort just beat Concordia. Concordia had a chance to win this thing outright. Then Hastings is going to host Briarcliff. Congratulations to all these teams, but Hastings made a real big turnaround this year. Something to be... I love seeing turnarounds, right? Because programs really struggle on the vine, and it's really great to see them come back and be competitive. So congratulations to Hastings. Over in the heart of America, wasn't a lot of drama left over there. Peru State won this weekend. Missouri Valley, Mount Mercy. Graceland won. Mid-American Nazarene finished strong against William Penn, and Park won. And boy, they have a nice bracket. Doesn't the heart have a nice bracket? I like that. So Mid-American Nazarene is going to... This all kicks off on the 27th. So that's, me and my dates. Tuesday. So Mid-America is going to host Missouri Valley. Central Methodist is going to host Peru State. Graceland, who came at the number three seed, is going to host Culver Stockton. And Baker battled and fought, and they got that number two seed, and they're going to host Park. That all kicks, all that fun kicks off on Tuesday. Over in the River States, no surprises, I don't think, on Saturday. All the games went as expected. Brescia beat IU Kokomo. That was a little bit of a surprise. St. Mary's of the Woods won. But let's go straight to the playoff position. So let's go to the seeding. Because remember, this is the conference where they... pull in some guys from MIT and get their abacus out and figure out the seeding. Point Park got the number one seed, St. Mary of the Woods number two, Shawnee State number three, West Virginia Tech number four, IU Kokomo and Ohio Christian round out the top six. The bottom four do play-in games to form a traditional eight team bracket. So let's see what's going to happen. On February 26th, you would think I would have a calendar out, wouldn't you? February 26th, okay, this is tonight. IU East is going to play Rio Grande and Midway IU Southeast, and then the two winners from that will go in, form that eight-team bracket, and they will kick the quarterfinals off on Wednesday. Over in the GSAC, Hope beat OUAZ. Arizona Christian finished strong. They won two good games to finish out the season. Jessup won. And the Masters won. And so that gave us our seedings. So Arizona Christian, I thought they had that on here. Arizona Christian ended up the number one seed. The Masters number two. Hope came in the number three seed right here. The number four seed, Westmont, Jessup number, or OUAZ number 5, and then number 6 is Jessup. So Thursday, these are play-in games, and this will form a semifinal. OUAZ will play Westmont, Jessup will play Hope, and then on Friday, that will begin a semifinal with these teams, the Masters and Arizona Christian. This tournament is all played at Hope International. So only one team makes it from the GSAC with an automatic bid, and that is the tournament, the conference tournament winner. Over in the Red River, Southwest beat Texarkana, Shreveport won, North American won, Xavier beat Our Lady of the Lake, Texas College won. That was a good win, big win for them, and Alexandria just keeps winning. They're on a roll. So their season really isn't over yet, because let's show you here. LSU, Shreveport, and Texas College half game apart, and Xavier, so there's one full game there. But these two teams for second place, they're half game between Xavier and Texas College, and then they play on Tuesday. So they don't have any of their conference tournament stuff posted yet, because it's not decided. Over in the Sun, Ave Maria, they beat Coastal Georgia. Weber International, they surprised St. Thomas. They beat them pretty good. Florida Memorial win over Kaiser, and Warner beat Southeastern. So they don't have a bracket posted up yet. But again, this is another, the Sun Conference is another conference where only one team gets an automatic bid. So St. Thomas is the number one seed into the tournament, and I believe this is the way the seeding will go. But with Florida Memorial 2, Ave Maria 3, Ave Maria 3, and Kaiser at 4. But we'll have to see when we see a brackets. The American Midwest is set. So they'll kick off on Thursday. Health Sciences will play number 1 Central Baptist. And number 2 Columbia will play Harris Stowe. Missouri Baptist will play Hannibal LaGrange. And this is another team. Only one team gets an automatic bid. And I'm not sure, but I think that tournament might be played at one location. No, I correct myself. The American Midwest, it's all hosted by the higher seed. Over in the Cal Pac, we don't want this page. Doggone. So over in the Cal Pac, the big news out of the Cal Pac is, you know, that Antelope Valley basically shut down on-campus activities, going online only. And Jordan Mast, really good guy, he had to put together a GoFundMe. According to things we read on Twitter, that's been successful. They raised $24,000. And apparently Chegg, an education technology company in California, has pledged to Jordan Mast that they will cover what they don't get from the GoFundMe. So that's a bit of good news. So they will be in the tournament. Two teams make the tournament out of the Cal Pac. Regular season champion and tournament champion. Here is another school with a great bracket. I love that. So UC Merced, the number 4 seed, will take on Benedictine Mesa. The winner of that will play Antelope Valley. These games, this is Friday, March 1st. This is Friday and Sunday, March 3rd. And then also on Friday, St. Catherine will play La Sierra, and the winner of that will take on West Cliff. And then that forms your semifinal for the Cal Pac. Okay, boy, that was confusing as mud. So it'll be a bit clearer as these tournaments get underway today, just trying to put, shifting from regular season over to what is going to happen here in the postseason, just to kind of give you a bit of a primer. But we'll be back probably tomorrow, but I'll let you know. There's not much basketball going on. Trying to get a hold of a coach right now. But just watch the Twitter and watch for this space. In the meantime, make your plans to get out to NAIA basketball because you know why. It's the best entertainment value in America.
Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAIA school because NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.